A Tinkerfest is an occasion when we bring out toys, devices, and contraptions, and people have an opportunity to take these apart, put them back together, or rework with them. In other words, tinker with them, maybe make new inventions of their own.
And is this a one-time event or part of an ongoing exhibit?
Well, this is we've had Tinkerfest in the past. This is a very special Tinkerfest because we are orienting it to Black History Month, and we're going to be focusing specifically on inventions by historic African Americans.
And so some of those things that children and adults who have the opportunity to tinker with will be things that have been developed by African American inventors.
That's right. Well, we'll be looking at how the inventions worked and the principles that they worked on. And it's the principles, like if it's a gear or a pulley, that people will be able to experiment with gears and pulleys. So
what are some of the inventors and inventions we may not be familiar with knowing that they came from African-American inventors? What are some of the examples of things that will be available there for tinkering?
There was a man, his name was Albert Richardson, and I tell you, this man was a crackerjack. He invented all kinds of things. Some of the things that he did was he improved upon inventions that were already there. For example, the butter churn. He invented a butter churn that had a glass side so that you could see how you were progressing with the butter. He also came up with a pulley that allowed people to be lifted down into their graves without dropping the body. He was the one who is responsible for inventing the gas mask that they used in World War I. So this was he was a very important inventor, and I'm glad to say that we're going to be touching on all three of these inventions in Tinkerfest. One lady, I love her because this was in the 1920s. Her name was Marjorie Joyner, and she came up with the permanent wave machine, that great big contraption that ladies would sit underneath that had all of the little spidery cords that would attach to their hair. This was invented by a little African-American lady. So
and
it's fun.
We will have one of these on exhibit.
Yes.
Just for this occasion, for
working
one
or,
day.
Working or not
oh,
working?
Oh, let's hope not working.
Well, what's the benefit for children to have an opportunity to come and do a hands-on exhibit like this one, to touch and interact with the items?
Well, children learn by doing, mainly. And one thing that we would like to get across to children, especially early on, is that they can invent. They can think of things on their own. We don't want to just show them these inventions and say, this is what someone else did. Of course, we want to do that. But we want to encourage them to come up with things of their own. And we will have a component of Tinkerfest where they will be improving upon already invented objects and drawing up their own patents for these. So engineering, yes. Science, yes. This is what we're trying to this is what we would like to push.
For what age group would this event be most appropriate?
I would think kindergarten through high school. You know, anyone basically who wants their child to be exposed to hands-on learning. If they're able to sit at a table and doodle with something, bring them on.
Now, I understand that while people are at Tinkerfest, they'll have the opportunity to view a display of some historic photographs. Tell us a little bit about those that are on display currently at the museum.
We will be displaying a selection from our collection of photographs by Nadia Strid. Nadia Strid was active in the Memphis region from the late 1930s through the mid-1970s. And, well, just think of the history that encompasses. We have the Depression, World War II, post-World War II, all the amazing things that happened in the 50s. Think of the music that happened in the 50s. Rock and roll was invented. Then the 60s, we had the Civil Rights Movement, Vietnam, the sexual revolution. So, I mean, she lived during a really important time, and she was going around taking photographs. And what especially is interesting about her photographs is that she focused in on sectors of society that were not represented or that were poorly represented in the media or in history books, such as the rural and farming folk, especially African Americans living in the Delta. So her work has provided great insights into in this regard, and provides a way for us to celebrate Black History Month.
How do photographs communicate in a unique way, maybe different than some other medium?
Well, of course, photographers are very visually oriented people. If they have been attracted to something, they have captured the image in a way that will instantly attract the viewer. So, and you don't need words. It's all instant visual capture, direct to the brain. I would say there's a lot to say for photography, and it's capturing real life. So the expression comes in the moment you choose to take, and the angle you took it from, and who you chose or what you chose to take a picture of.
Now, the display of the photographs, Tinkerfest, they're both free. How is the ASU Museum able to provide events like these to the public?
We're able to do this, Marty, because we are members of the Arkansas Discovery Network, which is funded by the Donald W. Reynolds Foundation. We're members of this network. There's five other museum members of this network, and we collaborate on exhibits and then share them. And we pay a fairly hefty sum to be a member of this network, and we're able to pay that membership fee this year thanks to the Carl B. and Florence E. King Foundation.